producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea. 855-993 is also 7569 if you're more content with numbers than you are with letters. I'm not going to spend any time telling you about anything except Mo, who called me at the end of last hour and is patiently waiting. He has a nephew who's 12 over whom he has guardianship. And Mo, I was just, before we had to take the break, asking you, what were the circumstances of taking over the guardianship of your nephew?
Okay, I'll give you a quick 5 second thing. About 13 months ago, I lived in I'm calling from Canada. I lived in a different province, and I came because my mom passed away. So I came to the city because for the funeral, and then turns out that my family was such a loving people that they buried her before I showed up, like 8 hours after she passed away. But that's a different side story. So when I came, I'm the oldest of about 10 children. And when I came and my family, what they did, I was, I was okay with that. I get it. There's no need to cry about it. They did it. I'll go back home and deal with it my way and stuff like that. So when I showed up, I decided to go to my mom's house and visit my disabled sister. Okay. And so just to say hi and how everything is going. And I saw that basically while mom was in the hospital dying, nobody looked after her. So like my sister's like 5'7", 5'8". When I saw her, she weighed 65 pounds. Just her eyes were fighting, were failing. Her teeth was rotten. Like she had no like clothes, and her she looked like she hasn't bathed in like weeks and months.
What's the nature of her disability, Mo?
Cerebral palsy with developmental delay.
Okay, so your mother was the primary, or it sounds like the exclusive caregiver for your sister. What about your other sibs? What about your other 8 sibs?
They were around, but nobody did anything for her or took care of her. I think when they remembered her, they would come do something. So I basically dropped everything, and I just said, what the hell? And then I got a building manager, pulled me aside and said, just to let you know, who are you? I said, I'm one of the siblings, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, I've never seen you. I'm like, yeah, I'm not around. So she pulled me aside and told me that my family members were robbing the house. They had truckloads, and they were taking things, and they didn't even care about my sister. So I dropped everything, and I took her to the hospital, and I was looking after her. And then 2 weeks while I was looking after my sister, there was a knock on the door with child services, and they said, hi, this is your nephew. We're looking for a place to put him. Nobody else in the family is, I guess, viable, so are you willing? I said, are you kidding me? Of course, it's my blood. Bring him in.
So now, whose child is he?
He is my sister's child, my sixth-born sister. she has substance abuse with drinking and drugs. And she decided, basically, doesn't care, and she's just going to go party and do her thing.
How old is that sister?
She is 29, 30.
Okay, and how old is the sister that was cerebral palsy?
She, at the time, was 22. She is 23 now.
Okay, and how old are you?
I am 36.
Okay, are you the oldest?
Yes. My mom basically had us one after the other. We're literally, and just a quick side note, I looked after them. Like, my mom wasn't like a typical, you know, stay at home, do her thing. Literally, I raised them. I remember since I was 3 years old, I was at the house with them. So even though I don't consider raising them at three, but I was around them since I was three. And then when I was like 20 years old, I basically said, I can't handle this. And I went to the far end of the country and I went there. So when I showed up here, my nephew came into the picture. He was failing in school. He had nightmares at night. Everything was not working for him. So fast forward a year later, He's doing great in school. He has basketball classes to go to. He has swimming lessons on Monday, on the Saturdays. My sister finally has day programs to go to. They pick her up in the morning at 8, drop her off at 3 o'clock. So
that's your sister with cerebral palsy.
With cerebral palsy, yes. Sorry.
All right, what happened to your nephew's father? Is he not in the scene?
He's never been in the. I've never. Yeah, he's not involved. He's not in the picture. Nothing happened. And the reason why I've been meaning to call you forever, like years. And the reason why I called today is because I normally, like, whenever I have issues, I go find a dark spot, take a couple of days, deal with it, and I'm fine. But today is kind of different. We had court today, which I thought I was going to go and sign the paperwork and all that stuff, and they were going to meet in custody. And then turns out the judge's like, let's serve the mother, let's look for the father, let's do this, let's do that. And I was like, what the heck, what have I been doing the last year? So I just kind of left it be, and they're like, no, have patience, let's wait until another couple of months from now. If you can't find the father by means of putting a letter on the newspaper or doing all this kind of thing. And I kept saying, we haven't found the guy since the kid was born.
Yeah.
And same with my sister. She basically, there's a file on child services since she was 9 months old where she basically called them and said, come get him or I'm going to kill him. So I wanted to call now because he's becoming home soon from school and I didn't want to basically be this emotionally.
Fair enough. I got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Listen, let me just tell you a quick story before I focus on exactly what you're having been involved with. Do-good organizations for the vast majority of my life. I would say adult life, but it was well before I was an adult. I was actually asked to testify once to give custody to a 21-year-old woman who'd had 4 children, one of whom had died, one of whom was in foster care, and the latest child was 9 weeks old or something and had actually died of dehydration, which takes about, 2 weeks to die of dehydration. It's not. So here was a mom who'd killed one child or let one child die. One of the children had been adopted, I think. And the one I don't remember what the issue was, but there was a 2.5-year-old who'd been in foster care since birth, essentially. Perfectly good family, perfectly happy kid, and the court wanted me to testify that the child should be returned to the biological parent. And I was appalled. I said, biology is certainly a relevant issue, but I don't think anybody should have 2 chances to kill a child. This is clearly a mother who needs some help, who's incapable of parenting, is dangerous, and as opposed to a child who has been perfectly happy for the last 2.5 years with the only people that she's known as parents, I will not do it. And it was a huge fight. So it's not just you, Mo, if that's any comfort to you, that there are some really antiquated notions about parentage and about DNA and about all sorts of things that about what it takes to be a parent. And you hear me all the time say what it takes to be a parent or what it takes to become a parent and what it takes to be a parent have no overlap. So and I'm not really trying to defend the court system because, as I said, I've been at war with them half my career. Is the from the judge's point of view, if you were given custody of that kid and somehow the dad popped up, it's a legal quagmire. So he's not wrong. He's being a little short-sighted, but he's a judge, and he has to deal with rules and regulations and precedent and law. So what do you tell your kid, what do you tell the nephew, who essentially is your kid when he comes home, of, look, things were not completely decided today, but if you'd like to write a note to the judge explaining your feelings, I would certainly be glad to take it to the judge, or I will have our lawyer take it to the judge. But here's the deal. The judge just wants to make sure that once you and I are solid legally, that it can't be, it won't be disrupted. And so he just wants to take a little bit more time. But it's nothing that you did wrong. It's nothing that I did wrong. It's just the judge being really, really careful, because that's what judges have to do. That's their job, is to follow the law, to be really, really careful. Let me put you on hold for just a second. You can digest that for a minute and see if there's anything else I can help you with, all right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly BuySellMakeOffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation Defender from Reputation.com can help you protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation Defender right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, let's we're talking with Mo, who has really stepped up to the plate in terms of taking care of his family members. One is a sister who has some disabilities, and he's gotten her on a really good track. And one is a nephew that's 12 that was really kind of falling through the cracks, and he sounds like he's on really good shape. And he went to court. It was today, Mo, that you went to court?
Yes, yeah.
And expected to be given guardianship, and was given. They didn't withdraw it. They just continued it as a temporary measure, right?
Yes, yes. They served. We had last court date we went to was August 18th, where the mother's lawyer asked to be excused because mom's not cooperating and all that stuff. And then beginning of the month, like January 13th. Child Services was looking for the mother, and I said to them, she's at the bar. She's at the next block. She's at the bar. So he went to the bar, and he served her. But because he served her January 14th, she has a month to respond. And I was like, but she had a whole year to respond. So my concern right now is the kid has been bounced around so much that whenever he sees her coming from school or going to school on the street, he always comes home very upset and shaken. She lies to him. She goes, oh, I'm getting my act together. I have a house. I stopped drinking. But every time he passes the bar, she's at the bar. Or every time she comes to the house, she's either high or drunk. And then so the court awarded my nephew a lawyer. And then today the lawyer stands up and basically just kind of like backstabbed. He says, Your Honor, Mo says that when everything is fine, he's going to take the kids and move out of province. He's going to do this. And then the judge made me stand up, and she goes, you know, the kid has a special connection to the mother. I'm like, I understand, Your Honor. It's his mother. He's always going to have a connection to his mother. But she's had 12 years. He'll be 13 in April. He's had all that many years. He hasn't done anything. She's not willing to do it. And then she started yelling at me, saying, have I taken the kids to counseling? I said, I've taken them to two counseling in the past year. And the psychiatrist said, he's not ready. Let him get comfortable with you first and then bring him back. So basically, she just threw me a new strip and just basically said, take him back, take him back, take him back. And I'm like, okay, I will. And today I made another appointment today. You know, and it feels like, and then the kid says, he's been bounced around so much that he's easy to please and he just wants to please. So his lawyer asked him, do you want to come to court? He says, yes. Do you want to, like, whatever. He agrees to everything. So I'm looking at him saying he's 12, he has the right. I'm like, I get it. So it just made it look
Did he come to court today?
No, she didn't. That's another thing.
Why wasn't he, if he was invited to come to court and wanted to come to court, why didn't he come to court today?
Oh, they offered him the chances of coming, and then he said yes, but today his lawyer brought that motion forward to the judge, and they basically agreed maybe we'll bring him when everything is closing, like at the end.
Okay. Well, listen, I mean, in most, I don't know what the law is in Canada, but in the United States, depending on the maturity of the child, the child's wishes are often heard. Yeah. And I think you're wise. Mo, look, I know this is frustrating for you, but I think, look, what you want to do is understand that you've got a whole bunch of people who deal with this kind of issue not only day after day after day, but hour after hour after hour. And in some cases, it's very clear. In some cases, it's not clear. And the only way that they can find a path through all of this, whether you're talking about the guardian ad litem, whether you're talking about your lawyer, whether you're talking about Child Protective Services or the judge, is to follow the rules. So that, because that's what they can fall back on, that they're not being prejudicial, that they're not viewing a mom over a dad, even though they do. But that's, so I think right now, the message to your nephew is they just want to make sure that this, what we do will be stable and you don't have to worry about it anymore. And I think that's the issue, is he doesn't have to worry about it anymore because he's worrying all the time. And
yeah.
he also feels he should be taking care of his mother. And
yeah.
what you can explain to him is it's not your job to take care of your mom. It's your job, your mom's job to take care of you. And she can't do that right now. It's not that you don't love her. It's not that she doesn't love you. She just can't take care of you right now. But that doesn't mean it's your job to take care of her. So it's my job to take care of you because I can. If you want to write a letter to me or to your mom or to your lawyer or to the judge, that's okay. You just tell people what's in your heart. Don't worry about pleasing them. You're not going to make me mad. You're not going to make anybody else mad. We're trying to figure out what's best for you. And all of us think we know, but you're allowed to have an opinion about this too. You're allowed to have a vote. Then what you have to do is understand that just he hasn't been bounced around during the last year. He's been with you. So that's
yes.
So and he's not going. I mean, look, nobody wants him to go back to his mom. He doesn't even want to go back to his mom.
Every time he sees her, he has nightmares. Last night we saw her on the road and she pointed to a street and she goes, "There is the love of my life where he used to live and he died." And that was the boyfriend that she's had for 2 weeks and he had a drug overdose 2 weeks ago.
Well, we know that the mom, look, we know that, look, what you, your job, Mo, is to allow your nephew to love his mom, but he doesn't have to like her. He just has to stop worrying about protecting her because, look, he's a male. It's his mom. It's a perfectly normal response. It's just not practical. She can't take care of him, but he can't take care of her either. And if you give him that permission, and that's what the therapist should be saying to your nephew. He should be listening, or he or she should be listening to your nephew. But your nephew sort of feels like no matter what he does, he's going to make somebody unhappy, which is sort of true. So what you need to do is give him permission to say, it's not your job to make any of us happy. It's not your job to take care of any of us. That you're allowed to love any of us or none of us. You need to figure out what works best for you. And, you know, I will help you in whatever way I can. But, you know, I love you. I want you here. I want you with me. So if that works for you, that's great. If it doesn't work for you, we'll figure out what does work for you. And that's what the therapist should be doing. The reason therapy feels so scary to him is he feels like that it's just one more person to please. And if you can emphasize to him that he doesn't have to please anybody, including you, that you love him, because there's going to be very likely some acting out at some point. He's going to do, I mean, he's been really good because he's afraid. He doesn't want to go back to mom. That's a really unstable environment. But at some point, he may want to yell at you, or he may want to say that that's not fair, or you're wrong. And if you can give him permission to do that, you've given him a huge stability factor that he really doesn't have right now. Because you're right. He's scared all the time. Okay?
No, I understand. In our culture, we have to respect things and stuff like that. And I basically, when I came in, I said to him, listen, we don't know each other. I know of you. You know of me. I lived all the way from over there. I don't want you to treat me like an uncle or treat me like anything. Just treat me like a friend. We have one thing, honesty. Just tell me how you feel. You don't have to please me. I get it. If your mom, I'm your uncle, I too would love you for you to live with your mom if the situations were different. I give him all that. But it's
well, but no, understand. I hear that you say that, but he doesn't. He's still fearful that if he does something wrong, that you're going to. You can just say, look, I will love you. I will be in your life for the rest of your life. You can't lose me. But whether you're with me or not is going to depend on what works for you. And that's all.
Joy.
All of these people are just concerned about what works for
Dr.
you.
Joy.
Right? I'm back.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's WIX.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees, ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Mo, who is really, if you've ever tried to be a foster parent, it's a really difficult situation, or guardian of a minor, or even divorce couples go through that all the time when they're worrying about custody of the child. And I think the message for every adult has to be to every child, it's not your responsibility to take care of the adult. It's our responsibility to take care of you. And that quite often gets lost. And it gets sort of lost in the court system, because the court system, I think, is overwhelming for everybody except lawyers and judges. But in this particular case, Mo, I think sort of saying to your nephew, listen, this is what happened, and I wouldn't pull punches on him. I would try and be as factual rather than emotional about it as possible, saying, look, I expected to be able to have this all done today, and it's not all done today, but it's going to be done very soon. I'm not going to be upset about, you know, I would have much preferred to be able to go out and celebrate tonight, but we can go celebrate anyway, and we'll have another reason to celebrate. But the court and the judges just want to make sure that everything is solid, so you don't have to worry about it anymore. But then I just ask him if there's anything that you can do that would make him feel better.
That's amazing. That's good. I just wanted to let you know, thanks so much for making me realize that I wasn't the only person going through this. And I didn't want to shut down, and I didn't want to be quiet, and I didn't want to like make him look like he did something wrong. And so I wanted to call you so I could just feel a lot better. I have one last thing with him, okay. And I will take him to court. The one thing I have with him, and I could see it, every time his mom comes to visit, which is really, really rare, even though she's down the block, we see her maybe every 3 months, we'll see her once. And every time we see her, she makes him cry. She makes him feel uncomfortable. She judges him and all that stuff. And he has nightmares. And I literally take the next couple of days picking up the pieces. And in my back of my head, I'm thinking, I know it's wrong, but I'm thinking, let him continue to see her. This is at least better than nothing. But I want you to give me permission to say, don't let him see her unless she gets her act together or something.
I think it's up to him.
Okay.
Understand that the whole problem about being a 12-year-old feeling like, you know, somebody's got a hold of your left leg and somebody's got a hold of your right and your head's going to pop off is that nobody listens to you. So I just say to him, and you can decide. You know, you don't have to decide for the rest of your life. You can decide for any particular moment. You can decide the night before that you don't want to see her and then change your mind. You can decide that moment you do want to see her. It's up to you. That, and giving him that power may go some of the way. It's certainly not going to completely obliterate the issues, but it gives him the sense that I can do what I want to do, that I have some power, that I have to take care of myself. And if I'm feeling like I want to go see my mom, and not only if he sees her, but under what circumstances and where and for how long. So I think I would just give that to him and understand that I, as someone who loves him and is trying to protect him, your impulse is to say, keep her as far away as possible. That may not work for him. It may be that the absence of her is more troublesome than the presence. It may be that it'll make him feel guilty. Let him decide. And you can say to him, look, if it makes you uncomfortable to say in front of me that I want to go see my mom, even though you think she's the Wicked Witch of the West, that's an okay thing to talk with your therapist about, because your therapist doesn't have a dog in this race. Your therapist is there only for you, to listen to you.
Okay. I was thinking, move him away, far away, and, you know, let him, give him a second to breathe and figure out what
maybe, maybe, look, first of all, the court may or may not, that sounds to me, I'm glad you brought it up, that sounds to me one of the issues of that may be a sticking point that you have to be a little careful about. My guess is that they're probably going to limit your ability to take him someplace else for at least a period of time, maybe for the first year or something, which is not a terribly unreasonable kind of thing. Because he, as you point out, he has a relationship with his mom. And to, you know, I would not focus on that. I know that the protective part of you and the part of you that may want to get back to your life sort of wants to just get out of Dodge. The courts may or may not be willing to let you do that. Courts tend to be very proprietary, and there are all sorts of rules that you can't take somebody out of the country or out of the city or out of the state. So I would not focus on that so that you're disappointed or that he's disappointed. I would let him – I mean, and again, letting him – there are two other things I want to mention. As I said, writing a letter to the court is not a terrible idea that he can then present. And it may be that he'll be nervous, so he can do that ahead of time, and he can just read it. The other thing is that he may want, this may be a great time for him to keep a diary or a log. If you call it a diary, he'll think it's like for girls, but a log of just what his feelings are.
I have a journal. I keep a journal.
No, that he should do that for himself.
Yeah.
Okay. Because, well, you know how valuable it is to you, and you can say that to him. You can say, you know, I do this because it's a place for me to write my feelings down as opposed to just wandering around inside my head. I can look at them. I can see my own progress. I can look back at them. And it's private. You don't have to share with anybody. And I will get you this. In fact, I'd get him a book. That's probably what I would do this afternoon before he gets home and say, here, I got this for you. I know it's really helpful for me. Here's what the situation is. And also, if he wants to write letters to his mom, of telling her how he feels, and that may be that he could either give them to her or not give them to her.
Okay. No, I appreciate this a lot. I was literally going into like the whole protective mode and shielding him and thinking that he has 5 years of, you know, good before he's 18. And I wanted to just to give him a good life instead of knowing the life he's had.
You're already giving him a good life. You're already giving him. And look, as you point out, his mom is always. Some of us get blessed with really good parents. Some of us don't. But it.
Yeah.
And so we do the best we can for what we got. And that he can't pretend it didn't happen. But he's got a stable person in his life who clearly cares for him, who wants the best for him. And one hopes that's enough. And if it's not, there's therapists and there's all sorts of things. You know, I'm of the mind that there are really two ways to grow up. And I'm not convinced that there is a middle ground. I'd like to think there is, but I'm not. But you can either grow up feeling loved or competent. In the long run, I mean, all of us want to feel loved, but that's something you can work out for yourself as an adult. If you grow up feeling competent, that you always feel that there's a place for you in the world and the love stuff you can kind of work on. Unfortunately, I think if people grow up feeling very loved, the competence part somewhat eludes them. Now, you'd like to think that people can grow up feeling both, but I'm not sure. So he will grow up feeling that he's overcome adversity, that he had all these difficulties and he survived. And in the long run, and you're adding the love component to him, that, you know, that we love you and I love you and a stability. So who he becomes will really depend a lot more on who he is than what's happened to him. And you're providing some stable basis for that to happen.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you so much. I just wanted the best for him. And I was just concerned that every time he sees her, that's like resetting everything up. And that was maybe my own issues with my own mother, and just figured that maybe somebody else came.
And maybe, Mo, that may be the other thing to do is say, you know what? I had issues with my mom, who wasn't quite as mixed up as yours, but maybe both of us need to be in therapy right now. It's not a terrible thing to do.
No, I have one coming up February 4th.
Well, look, I think that every 4 weeks is maintenance. If you really need to be in therapy, I know that economically it makes more sense to do it every once in a while, but it really doesn't in the long run. You get a lot more done on a weekly basis than you will once a month.
Awesome. Now, I'm now that I realize it wasn't a big scary thing calling you, I think I'll call you a lot more often, and I would like to talk about my own thing. And
all right, well, listen, I'm here, so you're so welcome to do, and you can see there, your heartbeat has probably slowed down. You probably feel a little bit better. You can go, you know, get a drink of water, splash water in your face, and you're better off than you were a half hour ago.
I was doing the square breathing the whole time.
Good man. It does. It really works.
I listen to you. I've been listening to you the last 15 years. And,
okay.
You're awesome, and I think the world is so lucky to have somebody like you. And I hope you never go off the air.
Well, thank you. Your lips to not only God's but broadcasters' ears. Thanks, Mo.
Well,
listen, go get a drink of water. Go see if you can find a nice notebook for your nephew. And take a deep breath. This will be okay. And when the next time you go to court, let him go. View you as giving him choices. And if he doesn't want to make the choices, you can make it for him. But if you give him the choices, and then he says, I can't decide, then you can decide for him. But the idea of how do you feel about your mom, and you can change your mind. Maybe really.
Yeah. No. The only court thing I didn't want him to hear the bad stuff, but I get it. Give him the choices.
Yeah. He knows the bad stuff anyway. All right.
Sure. Thank you so much, Dr. Joy.
You're welcome, Mo. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly BuySellMakeOffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right. Well, after some serious phone calls, let's finish up as much as we can with the Oscars, and then if we need to revisit, we can do it at the end of this is the last week in January, folks. We'll do it just for the Oscars in February. All right. So let's hear what the controversy.
Suellen says, I don't know. I've seen most of the movies nominated this year, and I go for the performance, not the actor's skin color. As mentioned above, there have been people of color nominated and winning in other years. Should an actor be nominated this year just because of his skin color to even out the nominations? That would be equally bad. Maybe there needs to be more roles for minorities. Why can't we just look at ability and performance and not at skin color?
I think that's really the issue, though. It's not that Straight Outta Compton wasn't nominated, Concussion wasn't nominated, and Will Smith wasn't nominated, but there were not enough choices for people of color in movies. So, all right, keep going.
Paul says it's an elitist club for the ultra wealthy to pat each other on the back and hand out trophies. I am not, nor will I ever be a member, so I really don't care what the rich people are whining about.
Yeah, but I like the clothes. Keep going.
Diane says, everyone should be judged by their acting, not the color of their skin. Choose your roles wisely if you want an award for it. How fortunate to be able to do what you love. Others need to support their families. Their awards are priceless.
Fair enough. Keep going.
Peter just says, non-issue. Carol says, so because an actor or actress is white, their talent should be overlooked so someone of color can be nominated, even if they are not as good?
Quotas.
Barbara says, I heard Afro-Americans won many awards in the past, so I'm not sure except freedom of speech is important.
Well, this has nothing to do with freedom of speech, other than, I suppose Jada is allowed to sort of mouth off, but I think that, the issue of freedom of speech is not really, I don't know that that's what we're talking about. All right, keep going.
Diana says, really wealthy people, this is all you got?
So we've got racism involved in here. Now we've got elitism. Okay, keep going.
We got four left here. Fred says, I don't care about the self-absorbed narcissistic nitwits in Hollyweird. Oscars, useless. Okay.
Okay. Tell me what you really think, Fred.
Bill says, I prefer circus performers to Hollywood performers. I don't understand why people idolize folks that still play, pretend.
Well, there is that kind of whole thing, though, isn't it? But look, as I mentioned, if we view sports.
It's entertainment. I mean.
Exactly. If we view sports and movies and theater and television as distractions from the real issues that we all should be focused on, then. If that's what society does, if the people in power say what we really need to do is distract the populace, then you're going to pay a lot of... First of all, you have to make those people seem important because otherwise it's not a distraction. And certainly one of the ways of making them seem important is to talk about them a lot and to pay them a lot. So if we view this whole thing as a conspiracy, then it makes sense. Makes perfect sense. Keep going.
Marie says, too many award shows, Golden Globe, Oscars, Emmys, People's Choice, et cetera, they love themselves. I don't watch any award shows. How about some awards for policemen, firemen, teachers, nurses, doctors, secretaries, sales clerks, et cetera?
Not distracting enough.
And I think they have all these things anyway.
Well, they sort
of
do.
They're just not televised. We never go to the movies anymore. TV shows are far superior to the movies. If I watch a movie, it's from my Netflix DVD or Netflix streaming. They can have
that
their Oscar award show and boycotts, in my honest opinion.
Well, I guess she's going to be boycotting the Oscars for reasons that have nothing to do with race. All right, keep going.
The last one here from Sherry, she says, sad. Doctors and farmers save our lives daily. So there is a glitch in the film industry.
Doctors and farmers save... All right. I don't have any idea what that particular comment means. But my favorite comment from yesterday, and I've thought about it a lot since then, was the person, I think her name was Barbara, but I'm not sure, who said, folks, the packaging doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference if you're tall or short, if you're pretty or ugly, if you're black or white, if you're striped or polka dot. It's what's inside. So that that all of us should get beyond all of those things that have anything to do with external packaging, because it's all basically not only irrelevant, but transitory. And I said, she's never going to make it in Hollywood, which is the essence of focusing on what's on the outside. And if you don't like what you have on the outside, then you go to a plastic surgeon and you change it. So, or you get a hair transplant. Or you tan yourself, or you get contact lenses, or you get extensions. My hair is longer than it's been since, dinosaurs roam the earth. And every once in a while, someone will come and either yank it and say, Marion Seldes did that. She says, is that a wig? I said, Marion, if it was a wig, it would come off in your hand, which would be kind of mean. No. And somebody else, a friend of mine who's known me for a long time, said, are those extensions? And I said, why would I do extensions? What would that even mean? And what's happened is my hair was about chin length in June. And for some reason, it is really, even my hairdresser says, what are you eating? My hair is very long right now, and I'm going to see how long it can get. So there. But it's amazing how much people distrust. There is certainly an emphasis in every society, and always has been, on externals. But I thought that was such an interesting perspective of if we sort of assumed that all of us were just walking around in temporary packaging, and the really important stuff was our heart and our soul and our brain. And it turns out at autopsy, once you get past the epidermis, which is the only layer of our skin that actually will retain any color, you can't tell. You can't tell. You can tell sometimes from characteristics in that some races have different, for example, ratios of skull to nose or distance between eyes or something of that sort. You can't tell if you go beyond the pelvis, the pubic bones, basically, you can't tell there's men and women. It's really, and I guarantee you, having looked at autopsy at lots of brains, because that's what I really focused on in medical school was neurology, can't tell the difference. So, and I thought that was such an interesting perspective of, you know, if we can get beyond the packaging, that none of it makes any difference. That your kindness or your soul or your imagination or your intellect or your thoughts are what distinguish us and should be focused on. So, but thank you guys for participating. And as much as everybody views it as a tempest in a teapot, it was certainly a tempest that that got a lot of people's attention, which I guess is the point, isn't it? If, in fact, all of this is about distraction, then talking about the distraction is, in fact, part of the distraction. So, yay. Love you all. 855-9... I'm not eating more chocolate. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Debt Doctors Don't Lie guy. And we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system. We're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of